The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Tuesday, April the 28th here at Free Fire Radio, broadcasting on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7:05 in the morning news. Top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Ben. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about a subject near and dear to your heart today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Shopping at Costco. We'll get into that in a few minutes, okay? Among other things. A lot of other things going on here. So, we have national days today.
It's National Blueberry Pie Day.
Whoa. Whoa. Right there. Blueberry pie. Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
It's National Superhero Day.
Well, here we are.
Yep.
Yep. We're here. Sue's right behind you.
Yep. She is.
Superhero Sue. Yeah. She sits there. Her weapon is a microphone. She carries it. It's a golden one. And she can throw it, and it comes back to her, kind of like Thor's hammer. So watch out out there. That's it?
School Bus Driver Appreciation Day also.
Oh. Now, that one is important. I've had friends that are school bus drivers. It is not an easy job. Maybe 30 years ago, it might have been easier. But today, are you kidding? He says, I've had to stop the bus several times because somebody's misbehaving. They won't sit down. They are yelling at me. And he says, I can't do anything except pull the bus over and call the principal. And we all just sit there until the principal shows up.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So they do need appreciation out
there.
They
do.
Yep. So did you ever ride the school bus?
I did, very, very young age.
Yeah.
Like, maybe.
We lived in the country. The school bus would come by and pick us up. And school started at, gosh, what time? 8 o'clock? 7, 8 o'clock? So it would come by at least by 7:15, 7:20. And because we were, you know, on that last straight stretch going into town. But some of those kids were picked up 7 and before 7 were on there because it was out in the country in North Carolina. And, gosh, other school buses. Yeah.
I grew up in town, like, when I was younger, and I rode the school bus maybe for, like, 2 years. But then my parents built a house out of town to, like, get out of the city.
Yeah.
And then I had neighbors that just drove me to school, so my friends that were older.
Yeah. So they just threw you in the back?
Yeah.
In the trunk?
Yeah, pretty much.
Today, sunny with a high near 76. Okay, so in the crawl space underneath my house, it's crawl space in some areas, in others you can just stand up in there. It's kind of a strange thing. We have a sump, it's cement, and it's got steps going down into it. And when all the water, because when we get a lot of rain, it, you know, flows underneath the house, goes into the sump. And we have a sump pump. Well, the sump, and over the years we've had new ducts put in and all this, but sump pump was running yesterday. It was running all day. And some days it would, you know, it runs a lot because there's a lot of water, but it was running well beyond that. So Linda went under the house and she says, I can hear it and I can, you know, but I don't know what to do here. I can't get into it. So we call a gent by the name of Brandon. Brandon has been working with us on that house since, you know, 18 years, literally, since we've been in there. And I called him, and he is extremely busy all the time. He's a very, very, very good carpenter and puts decks together, fences. He's kind of a guy you call, you know, if you got something a little bit harder to do. I said, Brandon, you put this thing in. Can you take a look at it? And so he came over last night. Bless you, Brandon. gets back there, and I watch him disappearing. He's crawling through this hole that I swear I didn't think he could get through. And he's under there for about 5 minutes. He comes out. He goes, yeah, what happened is when they were putting, it looks like when they were putting the ducting in, the extra stuff they just threw down in that pit. Well, when the water came in, the wood and tape and stuff blocked the arm. You know, when a sump pump works, you know, it goes down and the pump turns on. Well, it blocked it, couldn't get it in. So he cleaned all that stuff out and it worked. Huh. So, Brandon, thanks a lot. And if you're working under somebody's house, take all your trash with you when you leave.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Yeah, that could have... He said it was hot. It was warm. But, see, it sits in water. There's always just a little bit of water.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Ohio, and we had basements with sump pumps.
Okay, going to be 76 today. Tomorrow, sunny Thursday. Sunny with a high near 87 on Thursday. So beware. 84 on Friday, and then Saturday down to 81, mostly sunny. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 80, and Monday, maybe a chance of rain. Mostly sunny with a high near 74. So it looks like it's going to be really, really nice this weekend for all the things that are going on. The Chicks and Chaps are having their big event on Saturday down at the Senior Center. About 250 people going to be there. Long story behind that one. But anyway, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Been around about 30 years. Started by Chuck and Judy Kinney, and the Kinney family own it. The Kinney family works there about three generations worth. Provide outstanding service to their customer, senior and veteran discounts. And locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And they're really nice people. Okay, the billionaire tax, it looks like it's going to be on the ballot. And I'm shaking in my boots. You know, how much money are they going to take from me? Well, it's like 5%. And it, you know, I mean, and it's a lump sum, though you can pay it out over years, it says. I think you get 5 years to pay it. Or you can pay it all in a lump sum, which has raised a great deal of consternation with people in California that they're worth that much money, but they don't have that much money. Does that make sense? They're worth $1 billion because of their factory or their whatever they have. But they don't have that kind of cash to pay. So what do they do? Yeah. So there's a problem there. And other billionaires that, yeah, they can pay it. They don't like it, and they've already started moving. Gavin Newsom is against this. The unions are for it. Unions are really, really pushing it hard to get this money. Now, I forget, it comes up to $27 billion or something like that. But here's the thing. California makes more than enough money. We're the fourth largest economy in the world. What we have is not a money problem. We have a spending problem. So here's what Newsom is saying, is that you're going to see rich people move out as fast as they can. Like right now, since it's on the ballot, and the ballot says it's going to take it back to like January 1st, 2026. Why do you think that is? Well, it's because people, when they see that, start moving out, and they're going to say, oh, well, yeah, but you didn't move out before January 1st. So they're going to hit them with it. So this ought to be interesting. But the thing is that it's going to cost money. It's going to cost jobs. It's like the $20 an hour fast food workers' pay cost 18,000 to 20,000 jobs. Changed changed how people did things. People's hours were cut. I mean, it just didn't work. And yet they don't understand this. They don't understand if they just put themselves on a budget, which they make every year, but don't follow it, then you wouldn't have to chase people out of this state. Anyway, So it made it onto the ballot. So, okay, let's take our first break. Because I want to come back, and I think we got a guest at 7:30, but I want to talk about, I can't help it, Costco. And we'll be right back.
Richard Gallardo is running for Supervisor District 1. His opponents have had many votes in their respective offices. One voted for an illegal land sale, bloated budgets, large government salary raises, and supported a sales tax increase. The other voted for installing surveillance cameras, attempting to stop a citizen petition, large increases in public health programs, and avoids true fiscal transparency and accountability. Go to GallardoForSupervisor.com. Paid for by Gallardo for Supervisor District 1, 2026.
Everybody calls us a liar. Your lion's putting on the Ritz. Cool blast hitting heat. That's the piss. No more fits. No more sweating buckets. No freezing bits. Oh, lion's putting on the Ritz. Everybody.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Bucking by the river May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-wrenching rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. The Sierra Pacific Industries, Littleton Whiskey Block Beverage, S&L Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
In Shasta County, we know how to stand together to defend our rights, our resources, and our way of life. Our local elections are no different. They belong to us. No matter our differences, we all want elections that are fair, accurate, and trusted. Our elections are not a stunt. Let's come together on this one. Protect the integrity of Shasta County's elections. Vote Joanna Franciscat for Shasta County Clerk June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Franciscat. Your vote is my commitment. Paid for by Franciscate for County Clerk 2026.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl in the Bot. 7:20 in the morning, 48 degrees, going up to 76 today, and Linda's on the horse. She's having a horse trip today. It's cool.
Good day for that.
I think so. It'll be good. Okay, now, Costco. You go to Costco, right? You may not shop there a lot.
But I go there every once in a while.
Yeah. I bought you lunch there once, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, Costco. What are we going to talk about? Shopping at Costco, it has become the Thunderdome of shopping with the carts. People are getting run over at Costco. Now, this lady who wrote this, she's 4'11". She says, I'm pushing my cart. She says, people in front stop. And so you stop, and then the person behind you just runs you right over. And then I'm reading this because I look at Costco here in Redding, and obviously we are much nicer people in Redding than shops at your average Costco. They say they're going four abreast down the lane. Can you imagine that? And then, of course, you got people five deep grazing at the different spots. Now, I will say this. I am probably the most polite person you're ever going to get at the grazing stations. Cause I'll kind of stand there and kind of wait. And this one, I can call her that because I'm a little bit older. This little old lady elbowed me out of the way to get this little sausage. I mean, she just pushed me and I went, whoa, okay. I moved off a little bit and licked my wounds and went back in. But, so you have that. But, you know, people going, you know, there's some kind of etiquette, and I'm still trying to figure it out, is it should be like up to downstairs, you know, going up to down staircase. There's up staircases and down staircases, and you're supposed to do that, right? Well, along the lanes there, if you're pushing your Costco cart, which, by the way, are bigger than the average small truck. You know, you used to be able to get those little Toyota trucks. Well, your Costco cart is bigger than a Toyota truck, the little ones. And you're pushing it down there, and all of a sudden, oh, there it is, or you're going by, oh, wait a minute, did I want that? Well, the way to do it is you pull over to the side. You signal, you pull over to the side, you look over both shoulders, and then you turn and go to the spot, right? Get your stuff. Don't keep the door open because it's hot outside so you can cool off. Get what you want. Put it into your giant shopping cart that takes two people or five kids to push. And then you move forward with it. So, am I exaggerating here? No. Anyway, Thunderdome. Did you ever see the movie Thunderdome? Two go in. One comes out. Mad Max.
Yeah.
Two go in. One comes out. Costco. 5,000 go in. Two come out. So, it's immersive. They've got it. You know, they've got all this stuff stacked up there. And you go in there for a rotisserie chicken because it's $4 and every other place is $9. Or, as you and I know, the hot dog experience. $1.50 for a large all-meat hot dog, all-beef hot dog, and a drink. You can't get that anywhere. I actually, because I had to go to Costco twice last week, getting once to get my tires rotated and all that, and there I was eating my Costco hot dog. Now, are you going in there to grab the chicken, maybe the 46 rolls of toilet paper, 56 rolls of paper towels, which fills up your huge shopping cart. Not quite, though. There's still room in there. And that's all you want to do is get in and get out. But you've got all of this other stuff there. Has anybody gotten out of Costco without spending $300? Richard. Good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, talk about, you know, as soon as you go into a store, grocery, department, or other, all of a sudden we're in Great Britain, and everybody's driving on the wrong side of the road, not using their signals. Holy tamale. What is that? There's got to be something subliminal going on there, Carl.
I think it's, you know, it is, it's kind of like, you know, really, really nice people. They wouldn't think, they would never do anything. Like, you know, they take their turns at stop signs, at, you know, everything. They get into Costco, and it's just sensory overload. I really believe that. I mean, yeah, I came in here. Oh, wait a minute. Are those sheets for sale? Those sheets are on sale! And then they make they abruptly turn and make a diagonal for it, cutting people off. There's, oh, the carnage, the carnage.
Hey, I bet you somebody could write a PhD on what happens to people's brains when they go into these stores. I'm serious. I'm not kidding. There has got to be a psychological issue going on there. Anyways, just a curious thought. Anyways, I got to go pay my taxes. Have a good day, Carl.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Well, the other thing, too, is Costco. Well, all the stores do this. Have you ever noticed how they move everything in the store?
Yeah.
You know why they do that?
Well, to make you look at other things.
There you go. You broke the code there, baby. Right there. To make you look for things. And so when you're looking for things, you're going up and down. Oh, I need those two large jars of crunchy peanut butter. Oh, my gosh, I think I've only got like one left. I need two more big ones. And, you know, it takes you a half a year to eat one. So you got enough peanut butter to last for, you know, a year and a half. So, there should be rules. And some guy actually wrote down rules. And this guy is 6'3", 245 pounds. He says, I've been run over. I've been laid on the ground by literal ladies. Okay. It's, you know, it's like when you scan your card, you go into the feral mode of shopping when you hit Costco. I know people are out there laughing, but you know it's true. Okay. First rule, don't be a jerk. Second, treat your cart like it's a car. Don't park in the middle of the aisle. Don't run into people. Stay on the right. Go the same speed as traffic. And don't go against the flow if you miss something. Go to the end, turn around, and come back. Okay. I thought you'd want to know about that. Okay. I don't see my guest here yet. Doesn't mean she's not going to show up. Okay, I asked you during the break, what is the world's shortest airline route? Just guess.
I don't know.
Okay. The shortest scheduled passenger flight in the world is between the Orkney Islands of Westray and Papa Westray in northern Scotland. The flight is 1.7 miles and takes around a minute. Flies all the time. The shortest, the record is 53 seconds.
That's crazy.
So who uses this? The people that live on the islands. And why do they do it? It's because the water between the islands is so rough. It's the only practical way to connect two very small remote islands. The waters can be rough, windy, and unpredictable, making regular ferry service less reliable for such a short crossing. Population is very small. Papa Westray only has a few dozen citizens, and building and maintaining a bridge would be too expensive. Flights are fast and flexible. And a flight operated by Logan Air takes under 2 minutes, making it the shortest scheduled commercial flight in the world. It is quick, relatively cost-effective, and fits the needs of the community. So, it's the shortest scheduled flight in the world. World record was 53 seconds. Runs daily. Services operate every day, but with different directions on weekends. A record-setting pilot flew it most. Stuart Linklater completed over 12,000 flights.
That's going to become kind of boring.
On this route before retiring in 2013, he sits at home now. To get his excitement, you know what he does?
What?
Goes to Costco.
Yeah.
Mainly serves locals and students. A lot of them are school groups visiting archaeological sites on Papa Westray. Healthcare access. Tourists ride it for a novelty. The route attracts visitors wanting to experience the world's shortest commercial flight. Route carries about 5,000 passengers per year, and they use a Britain Norman BN2 Islander, chosen for its ability to handle short runways and harsh weather. It might be worth it. Go over there just to fly it.
It'd be interesting to see,
no.
Like...
Yeah, yeah. If you've got, you know, it should be on your bucket list. Not probably the top 10 or 15. Maybe on there some point.
I wonder how high they get, though. Like, you know, like, I mean...
I can't imagine they get too high.
Yeah.
They're probably like, maybe, you know, they take off 500 feet, 600 feet, and it depends on the weather, but, you know...
But even then, I mean, I feel like it's only a mile and...
1.7 miles.
1.7 miles, I mean, by the
time... So it takes you a minute. Maybe a... Yeah.
They probably don't even get that high.
Probably. It takes off, levels, lands. Or it could take off... And then just land. it goes.
You know.
It reaches a certain height, then it comes down.
Yeah.
It says, fasten your seatbelts for takeoff. And then as it's taking off, please keep your seatbelts fastened for landing. And then, boom, you're there. Wow. All right. Let's take a break.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more. Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for Supervisor. Standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor, District 1.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always tell people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Reading Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit readingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service. Modern day solutions.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-wrenching rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Hamilton Whiskey Block Beverage, S&L Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Today, Tuesday, the 28th of April, 7:36 in the morning. Did you see me busting my John Travolta moves right there?
I did.
Did you see that?
I did.
You know, that one. He did that in Pulp Fiction. Was that it? Was that the one he made his big comeback in? Uma Thurman and Bruce Willis. Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Okay, some local things, my friends. Garden of not Garden of Lights. The Glowing Wild is starting Friday. So you can get your tickets at turtlebay.org. And it's open daily. So you can go during the day if you want to. And but dusk, of course, is the best time to go. But it starts May 1st. And the Reading Rodeo, you just heard the a spot for it, but it is coming up quick. May 13th through the 16th, and the 15th and 16th, Friday and Saturday, are sold out. So you can still get tickets for the 13th and 14th, Wednesday. The 13th is Native American Appreciation Night, and it is a great, great show. Besides being just a wonderful rodeo, rated in the top 40 in the whole United States and on national TV, they have, it's kind of like a mini Stillwater where the dancers come out and perform. And then Thursday is family night, and kids have a wonderful time. I mean, rodeo is family entertainment. And the mutton busting, which is going to start that Saturday in the launch party, that Saturday down at the rodeo grounds. You know how many kids signed up for the mutton busting?
How many?
150.
Wow.
Because that's all we could take. There were more.
Jeez.
There were more. And you know how long it took them to fill it up?
Not long, I bet.
A day and a half.
Jeez.
A day and a half. They opened it up, and it filled by the next morning by 9 o'clock. 150 kids on sheep, and that's going to happen during the launch party, and you can watch part of it. You can watch all of it if you want. We put 150 kids on sheep. And of that 150, 40 will be selected to ride during the rodeo, 10 a night. And it's one of the most popular events in the rodeo. I mean, people really like this organized way of, child endangerment. and the kids love it. Kids love it.
And they have a bunch of gear on.
Oh, they do. They flak jackets, helmets, and the sheep, some of the sheep just run out. Some of them jump out and jump, because sheep like to jump. And that's rare. But then you'll see a kid, it locks in there and rides it all the way across the arena. And the other, as the kids leave the sheep, they all go in this little herd of sheep. And then that sheep will run over to the other sheep, and those sheep will run, and now they're chasing the kid around the arena who's still on the sheep. They're saying, let go. No, that kid's not letting go until you finally catch him. It's a lot of fun. So that's going to happen on the launch party. That's worth going to the launch party. And they have food and music and everything there, too. So Reading Rodeo is coming up quick. And I just want to remind you, it's May 30th is The Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council's 33rd Annual Memorial Service. We salute our nation's heroes on Saturday, May 30th. It's going to be at 11 a.m. They've run out of speakers, so they asked me to speak. So I'll be honored to do that. It's going to be at the Veterans Memorial Grove down at the Civic Auditorium. And it's followed by a free lunch afterwards, put on by the Rotary. Last Wednesday, Stephanie Bridget was talking about this guy by the name of Robert Barber. He's a pedophile, a child molester of young boys. And he was caught, and then he was released, and then he ran and became part of the America's Most Wanted thing, Most Wanted show. And they caught him in Mexico. Somebody recognized him, and they brought him back. Well, he's coming up for a parole hearing, and he came up for a parole hearing yesterday morning. And after a full hearing during the morning, the California Board of Parole Hearings denied parole for this guy. I think he's, I don't know, what he is, 80, something like that.
Yeah, he was pretty old.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
He served less than half his term, and he got away with it for years until they could catch him. Over 50 letters from the community, and as well as one of the surviving victims, and Senior Deputy District Attorney Kelly Caffell speaking on the matter. However, he remains eligible for another parole hearing, and when that day comes, will their fight his release once more? He should end up in jail. At that age, he probably will, we can hope. Okay. What are the things we got going on this morning? Where are my notes? Let me see. Oh, okay. People are suing because of the locations of being able to be tracked. That the have you ever noticed the you can share your location with people?
Yeah.
Well, there's a case now in front of the Supreme Court saying how much can you know about it? I mean, how much of your personal information is available out there? And the Supreme Court's looking at it right now. This guy was arrested, and he had robbed a bank, and none of the witnesses, nothing was working. So they went out, and the police did, and went to the phone locations. They went to Google, and officials obtained a warrant requiring Google to share data on devices within 150-meter radius of the bank 30 minutes before and after the crime. That led to this guy being found and convicted. He's serving right now 12 years in prison. And his lawyers argue that warrant was overly broad, violating Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable searches. The government, however, says anyone who voluntarily shares their location with tech companies have no expectation of privacy. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
It's like the internet right here in the business. If you're using my computers, I can read all of your emails.
Yep.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
And you still sent those emails to that site? No, I mean, I could do that, but I don't want to. You know. So it's whether police can access cell phone location data, potentially shaping how millions of Americans' movements are tracked. There's something else that was just passed in at the federal level talking about having devices put into your cars starting in 2027 that will keep you if you are unable to drive. They're talking about for DUI, that it uses this technology to see if you're able to drive the car by looking at your body movements and everything. Now, it also has capability of the face reading, you know, face ID.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of congressmen and women and senators, they're questioning this. How intrusive are you going to be? I mean, do you want AI in your car identifying, making these decisions? And what it does is it just locks the car from starting. So what if you're just happy or not on drugs or anything, but you're, you know, maybe you're making strange movements. Maybe you've got some kind of medical condition.
Medical condition, or you got injured or something?
Yeah.
Making you look?
There's more to it, and we're going to have to we'll get into that deeper, because that's something you want to talk about. But, yeah, but then the Face ID, and then so now they can, and then the state of California and Oregon and others are wanting to know where you're driving, how many miles you're driving. Well, how are they going to know that unless there's some kind of tracking device put on it? I guess you can say, well, how many miles did you drive last year? I drove 300 miles because you're going to tax me on that. But are they going to have some way of telling that you drove X amount of miles? Insurance companies will ask you that. And I guess, say you average, let's just say you average 10,000 a year. You know, some people are going to drive a lot more than that, some people a lot less. But say you average 10,000 a year. And so are they going to go to the insurance companies? And then they charge you for that 10,000 miles that you drove? And is it going to be like one bill at the end of the year? Oh, so we're going to charge you $500 for the mileage you drove. So between that and the AI inside the car and the way of being able to track your car through Google, like I share my location with Linda and she shares hers with mine. I have friends that do that. My kids do that with their kids. And it's more than you want to think about. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, voted best in the North State 4 years in a row, my friends. 4 years in a row. And there's a reason why. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. They've been around for 30 years. They're locally owned, locally operated. They have the only watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers that can work with you to design your own piece of jewelry. Great selections of jewelry. They built our wedding rings, Linda and my wedding rings, 18 going on 19 years ago. Four Winds Jewelry is just a great place to go to. The people are friendly. They're honest. No worries or anything. You get your value for what you pay for at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, kind of across the street from Sierra Gibbs, and open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta County deserves local elections we can trust, not gimmicks, rhetoric, or smoke and mirrors. Trust isn't a slogan, it's earned. For 17 years, Joanna Franciscat has worked in the elections department, helping ensure ballots are counted accurately, processes are followed, and our local elections run smoothly. She understands the laws that protect your vote and the responsibility that comes with it. And when changes didn't make sense for Shasta County, Joanna spoke up and pushed back, because protecting the integrity of our elections matters. This isn't about politics. It's about integrity. It's about experience. And it's about making sure every vote in Shasta County is handled with honesty, care, and accountability. Shasta County deserves steady leadership and proven experience that protects our vote. Let's come together on this and keep our local elections strong. Vote Joanna Franciscat for Shasta County Clerk June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Franciscat. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Franciscat for County Clerk 2026.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and Buy the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReddingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Bit Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReddingRodeo.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
Hey, welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Mundebot. The 28th of April, 7:53 in the morning, 51 degrees, going up to 74 today. Tonight it's going to be clear. Tomorrow, high near 82, and Thursday, high near 87, and clear, of course, and sunny. Friday, 84, Saturday, cooling off to 81, partly cloudy on, Saturday night, Sunday, mostly sunny with high near 80, and then maybe a chance of rain on Monday with a high near 74. Okay. And weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. The two things, the royal family, King Charles, is coming. King Charles III is coming to speak to members of the House and Senate. Rolled in yesterday after everything that happened over the weekend with the attempted assassination of President Trump. You know, the rhetoric that is out there, like Jimmy Kimmel has stepped in it again. And he said, you know, it went a couple of days before the incident, he said that Melania Trump has the glow of an expectant widow. I mean, it's just, you know, crass. It would, and you expect that from Kimmel. And who's already lost his show, starting maybe next month. And she came back and said, that was just horrible, you saying something like that. And when's ABC going to learn something? And but there's not just them saying that. And, of course, Kimmel went back and said, well, Trump started it. But the thing is that's just an example of people were just salivating over the, you know, the thought of Trump being killed. I mean, on social media. I mean, I'm trying to think of somebody in the United States that I have that kind of vitriol hatred or dislike for. And I can, you know, a politician. And I just don't have it.
Yeah.
Do you? No. I mean, is there anybody? No, I mean, no, I do. I totally disagree with many things that politicians say. Totally disagrees. That's wrong. But never once have I ever thought, yeah, somebody ought to
get rid of them.
Yeah, somebody ought to kill them.
I've never thought.
Or what? Better yet, what if they get hit by a car? You know, those kind of things. No, why would you wish for another death? Maybe I've been around death a lot. No, it's just, you know, that's the job. But, you know, to revel in it, and the Sarasota Democratic Party, Sarasota, Florida, put something on X or Twitter or something that said, oh, disappointed again. This is from the Democratic Party of Sarasota. Now, they pulled it down after, you know, as you can imagine, the blowback on that. But still, putting that in there. On their page, I mean, oh, really disappointed. I mean, it's I find it remarkable that we've reached that era where you're hoping and praying, and probably if you're the people believing this, you know, I don't know if you pray, but you know, hoping that the President of the United States gets killed. It's so far beyond me. How do you do that? Anyway, King Charles and the Queen are here. He's going to address the House and the Senate. And hopefully that him being here will help kind of ease the tensions between Great Britain and the United States for all the things that are coming on. Now some things have happened from that shooting. Now, if you remember when the shooting started, Secret Service were running in telling people to get down, get down, get down. And people were getting down and they were crawling underneath the tables and all this. But not everybody. This one media guy, everybody's laying down on the floor and screaming and everything. He's still sitting up and he's eating his salad. I forget from which organization. He's still sitting there. Eating a salad, looking around, and then as everybody's getting up to leave, there's this lady. She grabs a couple bottles of wine from the table. Hey, they ruined dinner. I'm going to take a bottle of wine. Cost money to come in here. So she took a couple bottles of wine when she walked out. That is grace under fire, let me tell you. I wish if I had been there, I wish I would have thought of that. Hey, you know what? Here's a bottle of wine from the table of the night at the White House Correspondents' Dinner when that assassin tried to get to Trump, never got close, and put it on. Yeah, I never even thought of eBay. But think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody'd buy it.
You know, picture of the room, picture of that bottle of wine, and then you've got it and you put it on eBay. What's that worth? Whoa. I have a plate with food still on it. Here's the salad dish that the guy said, yeah, you know what, you know, I don't hear anybody shooting, I'm just going to finish my salad. It's really good. So, okay, hey, we're going to take a break for the news, and then we're going to have Economic Development Corporation is going to be with us and talking about all the good things that are happening business-wise here in Reading and the North State. And we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Britain's King Charles being welcomed at the White House ahead of Oval Office talks with President Trump and then a visit to the Capitol.
For only the second time, a British monarch will address the United States Congress. King Charles will follow in his mother's footsteps this afternoon when he speaks to lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Queen Elizabeth II addressed Congress in 1991 after the first Gulf War. Then this evening, the King and Queen will be guests of honor at a state dinner at the White House, hosted by the President and First Lady.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. The 31-year-old California man accused in the attack outside the White House correspondents' dinner in D.C. last weekend is in a lot of trouble. He's facing three charges.
The first count is attempted assassination of the President of the United States. This count is punishable by up to life in prison.
Acting U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche.
The second count is interstate transportation of a firearm to commit a felony. This is punishable by up to 10 years in prison. And the third count is discharge of a firearm during a crime of violence, which is punishable by a mandatory minimum term of imprisonment of 10 years, a maximum of life, and the 10 years is consecutive to any other sentence imposed.
The U.S. Attorney for D.C., Jeanine Pirro, says Cole Thomas Allen could face additional charges on top of those. The United Arab Emirates has announced it will be leaving OPEC, effective May 1st, stripping the oil cartel of one of its largest producers and further weakening its leverage over global oil supplies and prices. The Trump administration appears unlikely to accept Iran's offer to end the war and its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. That's because the Iranians apparently are not willing to abandon their nuclear pursuits. The Dow is down about 22 points and NASDAQ off more than 300. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
A gunman opens fire in Athens, Greece, wounding several people.
Police say the suspect, armed with a shotgun, had initially opened fire at a social security office in the center of the Greek capital, wounding an employee. Officers who arrived at the scene treated the man, but the gunman had fled the scene. The same man suspected of later opening fire on the ground floor of a court building in Athens, with several people wounded there. Authorities had found the shotgun too. The motive for the shooting is unclear. The gunman had reportedly thrown envelopes with documents onto the floor after the shooting at the courthouse, saying those were the reasons for his actions. Greek media is reporting he's 89 years old. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Rescuers have finished removing victims from a damaged commuter rail car, confirming the crash outside Indonesia's capital killed 14 people. The crash occurred when a long-distance train slammed into the rear car of a stopped commuter train at a station outside Jakarta. News and analysis, townhall.com. The National Religious Broadcasters has filed a complaint against late-night host Jimmy Kimmel.
The organization wants the Federal Communications Commission to investigate the ABC television network for broadcasting Kimmel's remarks on the April 23rd broadcast when he referred to Melania Trump as "so beautiful, Mrs. Trump, you have the air of an expectant widow." 2 days later, another assassination attempt was made on President Trump's life. NRB President and CEO Troy Miller says, quote, "When influential voices joke about death or treat political opponents as disposable, it contributes to a culture where violence feels thinkable to the already unstable. National platforms carry real weight, and with that comes responsibility. Keith Peters, Washington.
The cleanup continues across parts of the Midwest, pounded by hail, strong winds, and flooding rains. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. She calls it work release. The 28th of April, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here.
Good morning.
He's got the lead. World's shortest airline flight.
1.7 miles.
There you go.
53 seconds, world record or
something. That's right. Yeah. One guy holds world record, made 12,000 of those flights.
I could imagine. That'd be pretty boring.
I would, you know, up, down. That's it. And short takeoff and landing fields. That's the other good part. Oh, yeah. Anyway, National Days, National Blueberry Pie today.
Yes, yes.
What else?
School Bus Driver Appreciation Day.
Okay, we do have great deal of appreciation for those unsung heroes.
They're almost like superheroes.
Superheroes.
It's National Superhero Day, too.
So. And it's National Superhero Day. Okay. Weather is going to be beautiful today, high near 76 and sunny. It's going to be like that through, gosh, all the way through Sunday. Monday, maybe a slight chance of rain now, but on Thursday, you know, it's starting to warm up, my friends. It's going to be 87, Friday 84, and Saturday 81. So it's starting to get warm out there, but there's still chances of rain on Monday. You know, even though we set a record that stood over 100 years for rain, on the 26th, 1.67 inches, set a record. The last time I had a recording like that, close to that, was 1894, 95, something like that.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, well, see, this is why we tune in. I'm full of these little facts. World's shortest commercial airline flight. Shopping at Costco. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went on about shopping at Costco. It's Thunderdome. It's the Thunderdome of shopping. Do you remember Mad Max and the Thunderdome?
I was born later than that.
No, you weren't. I mean, you may have been, but they do have reruns. They do have reruns. You never watched Mad Max Thunderdome?
I was too busy
with Tina watching, Turner?
No, I was watching Little House on the Prairie while you were watching
sweet.
Mad Max.
You know.
Learning how to ride horses and.
Yeah. Well, only little girls can ride horses. Okay, where was I? Oh, and the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, provides outstanding service to their customers, and the Kennys are just really good people. And we talk about angels. We're going to be talking about angels today. And the Kenny family is there, silent angels, for so many things, out helping our veterans community and those less fortunate in our community. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Rebecca Barr Machado.
Bear.
Bear?
That's okay.
Barr?
Yeah.
Well, from the South. Barr. You can, okay.
I suppose if I was from the South, that's how you'd say it. But
Rebecca Barr. Okay, Rebecca Bear Machado. And Eric Hyatt.
Thank you for having me.
Well, she brought you along, and I'm glad she did. So, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. It's always fun.
You are the president, CEO, and the head cookie at Economic Development Corporation.
I am. Yeah. It's a good gig.
It's a good gig. Well, I guess it is. So, no, it's been really good people.
It's been great. Yeah, yeah, you know,
it's all, you know what? You come from a long line of really good people. So.
I know that, and we're supported by so many of our local businesses to do the work we do, and our public partners. It's just been 2 years for me,
yeah.
But it's been a lot of fun, Our community is so great. I've learned so many more things about our community than I knew before I started over the last 2 years. And I get to go out, you know, to places outside of Reading and Shasta County to talk about how great this place is. So I can't think of a better place to be
or a better job
to have, really.
And Eric, you head up the Shasta Angels. And that people are going to go, well, that's kind of interesting. But what is the Shasta Angels?
So Shasta Angels invests in early stage startup companies. So we typically invest via a safe note, which is a convertible note for equity that converts upon a sale or when they take on more capital. So our goal is to help people that can dream bigger and want to scale companies achieve their goals. So we've been doing that since 2012.
And I was there when this thing first started. I mean, not involved with it, but yeah. Been following it since then, you know, through the show and all that. And you've launched some really cool companies.
Yeah, I think we've invested a little over $3 million in a little over 32 companies over the years, and we've had a couple successful exits. One was Limelight Health that exited here a couple years ago. It scaled to a significant company, sold to a publicly traded company, and we've done others as well, Moss Energy and some other ones as well.
Moss Energy is a huge success. It seems to be.
Yeah.
Everything I hear.
We invested in a couple of their projects, not in the main company, but those are doing really well. They've been amazing.
Cow manure.
What's that?
Wasn't it cow manure that they were?
Yeah, they converted.
You invested in cow manure. Now, if you invested in that, do I have an investment for you in horse manure?
You've got a shot.
If I have a shot, and I mean, I'm talking about organic horse manure that can be sold anywhere. It's just, you know, using work release people from the jail, so it helps them get a step up by shoveling manure into bags, and we can, market this anywhere.
You'll have to come pitch.
We'll have Odina organic horse manure from our horse.
I love it.
I don't know how. Because she's the only horse I know that can eat 20 pounds of hay and poop 25. So, I mean, right away, we're on the cusp of something here.
Something great.
Yeah. Well, Moss Energy, and I, you know, in case you don't know what I'm talking about, they got involved with recycling the methane.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. From
the big dairies and stuff where there's lots of cows. And they put all the manure into one area, and then they do a covering or something, and then they recover the methane gas, which runs then electricity.
Yep, it runs electricity, and then they can sell tax credits, and it is an amazing project. Some of the smartest people I know run that company and work there. It's been amazing.
It is, and it's. I don't know if it was it originated with them because I've been reading about it, but what they did is they made it work.
Yeah, it's very complicated. I don't pretend to understand it deeply.
This is not you just put a tarp over it and then you have a fan blowing the methane gas into a, you know, to a little holder there. This is, you know.
Yeah, that's the idea that didn't work. So thanks to Daryl and his crew at Moss who figured it out.
Why isn't it burning?
Yeah, they figured it out.
Yeah.
And they've grown so much.
Oh, yeah.
Over the last 2 years. They do.
Aren't they out at Stillwater now?
No, they're not, actually. They're downtown.
They're right down the street. I've seen them. They took over somebody's.
Yeah, they took over the old Pace Engineering
that's
building
what it
when
was.
Pace moved to Stillwater.
That's right.
Pace moved to Stillwater. And, I mean, they are, I think that they occupy just about every square inch of property on that block and starting to occupy properties on the other blocks around them. So, yeah, they're growing.
I know somebody they hired out there. He was a former nuclear tech on submarines.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I kind of fit right in there with all the, you know, the types of machinery and everything. I'm here with Rebecca Bayer Machado and Eric Hyatt. And she's from, of course, the EDC, and Eric heads up the Shasta Angels, which is an organization that invests in new companies, new concepts, and has over 32 of them, invested about $3 million, and they've had some huge successes in this group. And we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial matters needs under one roof. That's right. Judy's been doing this a long time. This is not her first rodeo, you might say. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. If you're looking for a second opinion on your insurance, you know, with everything going on in insurance companies and your medical insurance and all this, what's the right way to go? Well, for a free evaluation and review of the plans you have, give Judy's office a call at 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union there. Easy to get to, good parking. And we do business with Judy, and we're real happy. She saved us a lot of money. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and we'll be right back.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-wrenching rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Shasta County deserves local elections we can trust, not gimmicks, rhetoric, or smoke and mirrors. Trust isn't a slogan, it's earned. For 17 years, Joanna Francisca has worked in the elections department, helping ensure ballots are counted accurately, processes are followed, and our local elections run smoothly. She understands the laws that protect your vote and the responsibility that comes with it. And when changes didn't make sense for Shasta County, Joanna spoke up and pushed back, because protecting the integrity of our elections matters. This isn't about politics. It's about integrity. It's about experience. And it's about making sure every vote in Shasta County is handled with honesty, care, and accountability. Shasta County deserves steady leadership and proven experience that protects our vote. Let's come together on this and keep our local elections strong. Vote Joanna Francisca for Shasta County Clerk June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Franciscat. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Franciscat for County Clerk 2026.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carl and DeBott. Hey, it's a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. Openings for a variety of backgrounds and experience levels. Competitive benefits for both full-time and part-time positions, including medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and more. To learn more, to find out more information, go to ShastaRegional.com and click Careers in the main menu. And Shasta Regional has just gotten a bunch of awards, too. A grades from the Leapfrog Group, Gold Awards from American Heart Association, so many things going over there, on over there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm here with Rebecca Bear Machado, who heads up the Economic Development Corporation, and Eric Hyatt, who heads up the Shasta Angels, which invest in companies. And you're getting ready to have an event here.
Yeah, May 7th, the Northern California Venture Conference. I shouldn't say this on the radio, but it's just like Shark Tank, so hopefully they won't come after us and for trademarks. But they'll come after me, not you, Carl.
You said like.
It's just like.
You didn't say you were affiliated with them.
Yeah, that's right. Really, you know, we partner with the Shasta Angels every year. This is our fourth year doing the venture conference, and last year was my first year. Just unbelievable amounts of energy in the room. We have a group of, you know, committed community partners in the Shasta Angels who are there with investment, with money to support new startup companies. This year we had 39 applications for people that have a company they're starting, and we selected 10. So we're going to do a group in the morning and a group in the afternoon. And it's just like watching, you know, these people fight for every dollar they can get to start their company. So cool to see the ideas, the brain power, the energy, the enthusiasm around new ideas, innovation, new business in Shasta County in our region. And in fact, of those 39, one was all the way down from San Luis Obispo, and we had one come from northern Siskiyou County, so up to the Oregon border, you know, and 37 others in between those. Actually, you know what? We had one from Nashville, Tennessee.
That's great.
I just found that out yesterday. So even as far east as Nashville, Tennessee, for folks who want to come to Reading and pitch their business idea to guys like Eric and the other Shasta Angels and try to get some money for their company.
Well, this what it does is brings people in that are in underserved markets, like Northern California up here, and they don't have the link-up to those big investment firms, and the conference aims to connect these groups for networking, insight, and potential investment.
You said
which is exactly what you said. I just said it again.
More eloquently? I don't know.
Yeah, that was good.
I just read Jessica's article right here. Okay, so what are you looking for, Eric? When somebody comes up to give this presentation, what are you looking for?
Yeah, typically the type of investing we do is we really are looking, first, we're looking to invest in people mostly. You know, ideas, I've said this a lot, ideas are a dime a dozen. Execution is what really counts. So we're looking at investing in people that we really believe in. We really look for hugely scalable companies. We're not investing for companies that, we're not looking to invest in companies that are smaller, service oriented. These are bigger companies that are scalable on the national scene that can exit for, hundreds of millions of dollars. Our role in it is a very small role, but it's very early stage. It's highly risky, but it's super fun and super exciting to see and rewarding on ones that are successful. So those are kind of the companies that we look for. We do look closely in Shasta County and far northern California, but we invest outside of the area as well through what we started was the NSYNC group. So there's 19 angel groups throughout far northern California. And it's been an amazing ride. And one of the things I like best about it is it gives me energy to see all these people who think bigger. You know, being born and raised in Reading, and certainly when I started my companies, it was really hard to find people that believed in me and believed that I could actually execute on what I wanted to do. And part of the reason I started Shasta Angels was because I wanted a group of people that would help encourage people to think bigger and play big. So it's exciting.
Okay, so what are some of the more interesting pitches you've had?
We see so many.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, some of them, you look at them and you say, well, this is brilliant, but it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
just, you know, like somebody makes ties out of things. You know, and is this going to go nationwide? I don't think so, but it's a brilliant idea. So, I mean, what kind of things have you seen?
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, we invest in Hen Nozzle. Hen Nozzle?
Hen is great.
Share about that a little bit. Yeah.
So, you know, what's interesting
the
is
hidden
that Hen, H-E-N,
yep.
Nozzle. You know, so it's really interesting because at the Shasta EDC, we've been working with a local company called Firebox for the last couple years, and they're really changing the way that water is delivered, you know, on site to folks who are working in the forest. And there's all kind of CAL FIRE rules that require water on site. And the Firebox gets it there. And it makes it more accessible. So they're kind
is
of
is this
changing.
The one they put out? And it's a large container.
Yeah. So then I'm at the Shasta Angels meeting one night, and we see the presentation from this company called Hen Nozzle, and they've made a nozzle that fits any sort of, you know, hose, whether that's for firefighters or commercial applications, whatever it is, where you can monitor and track and change the flow of the water. And, you know, if you think about this, is like if you're on a fire and you have a limited amount of water and you can change the flow, I mean, that becomes incredibly valuable. So I said, wow, I'd really like to, you know, get these guys hooked up with Firebox. And so I called my guy at Firebox and he said, oh, yeah, we're already working with them, right? So they're a new company, new idea, and have already gotten connected with, you know, people in the network that they need to get connected with. So we have two startup companies working together to, you know, deliver things, but it's just an incredibly valuable product on the market, you know, for both firefighters in the forest, but firefighters in general, and then any commercial applications where you might need to change the flow of,
yeah,
of the spray.
You see agriculture and all that in there.
Yeah.
And these are from local guys.
Yeah, Hen's from the area. I mean, Firebox is Reading in Shasta County specifically, and then Hen is kind of more Northern California.
Yep.
That's okay, but they're still people that work in the industry.
Yep.
And they say, why don't we have this? And they think about it for a while, and then they build one because they've got the expertise. And then everybody goes, well, why didn't we do this 10 years ago? Because it's essentially a simple idea.
Yeah.
It's just somebody putting their mind to it. So, great. Okay, what's one of the – well, when we come back, one of the weirdest ones that you've seen. Okay. I mean, I know there's several of those. Okay, so think about this.
Okay.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, my barbershop. I'll brag about them all the time. Founded in 1960, been in that same location since 1967. That's right, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old subway or Lucky Miller's, if you remember that. Never had a bad haircut there, and I've been going there since 2007. You can make an appointment so it works on your schedule by calling them at 530-244-9478, or you can come into the 21st Century and use Booksy, and they can you can literally pick out the time and date for a year if you are that anal, which I'm not. But then Booksy sends you a confirmation and then reminds you that day with a little, you know, email or text that you've got a haircut that day. This is not a hair salon. This is a barbershop, my friends. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back.
The Reddit Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now, exclusively at RedditRodeo.com. 4 nights of heartbreaking rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Littleton Whiskey Block Beverage, S&L Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedditRodeo.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we're putting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually find that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to reddinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Richard Gallardo is running for Supervisor District 1. His opponents have had many votes in their respective offices. One voted for an illegal land sale, bloated budgets, large government salary raises, and supported a sales tax increase. The other voted for installing surveillance cameras, attempting to stop a citizen petition, large increases in public health programs, and avoids true fiscal transparency and accountability. Go to gallardoforsupervisor.com. Paid for by Gallardo for Supervisor District 1, 2026.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
These days, families are feeling it.
groceries cost more, gas costs more, everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for Supervisor. Standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor, District 1.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Near Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on work release today. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, you want to get back to work. It's changed your life. Your employer wants you back. Your family wants you back. But you're not getting the treatment that you rate, that you deserve. That's in your contracts, and you need somebody that's going to help you that understands workers' compensation, and that's Patrick Gorman. He is a former law enforcement, he's a veteran, and he cares about his clients. Give him a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You talk to Patrick, and he's going to take down all the facts, and he's going to be there to talk to you about it. Take some time when you're finding your lawyer, somebody that understands this, and Patrick does. He's built the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento over the last 5 years. You're going to need somebody to fight for you, and that's Pat. He's a scrapper. I trust him. He's a man of honor. Give him a call, 530-262-2168, or go to GormanComplaw.com. And I'm here with the Economic Development Corporation and their president, Rebecca Bear Machado. And she brought with her Eric Hyatt, who heads up the Shasta Angels Investment Group. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Shasta Angels.
Okay. Now, when I left, I said, what's the weirdest? I mean, the ones that come out like Moss and these successes and all these things. But you must have some weird ones come rolling through there.
Well, weird's kind of tough.
Weird's the wrong word.
One that was kind of notable, and this was a failure, and I think it is important to talk about that, because it's not, we don't always invest in successful companies. In fact, a lot of them, over time fail. One that, in this, I don't know about weird, but it was super fascinating. It was called Axiom Exergy. And what they did was Exergy.
Okay, Exergy.
Exergy. What they did was they would store, water in these big containers outside of grocery stores, and they would freeze them in the evening when electricity rates were low. And then in the daytime, when electricity rates were higher, they would use that to cool the refrigeration units in the grocery store. And I thought it was a great idea. It ended up not working because they couldn't raise a Series B, but,
What's the Series B?
That would be angel investing is your first one, and then you go Series A, which is another level of investment, and then Series B is the next level of investment.
They couldn't get to Series B.
They couldn't get to Series B, and they ended up failing, but I thought it was super fascinating just the way people think about storing of energy, and it was a really interesting project.
Okay, now I've got one. And not only will it help ease the electricity crisis, it will also combat obesity, and which is, as we know, is we're facing right here in the United States. I want to link bicycles, the ones you sit in front of the TV. I want to link them together to a grid. And then, sign up people and you pay them to pedal these bicycles all day long and get this energy into the grid. 10,000 people pedaling a bike, making, a couple bucks an hour and getting exercise. What do you think?
I think that'd be tough to scale.
Okay.
Right. I worry about
it. I haven't done a lot of thought on that.
Yeah, I mean, we might want to think this through because...
I might have to go back to the organic horse manure.
I like the organic horse manure better.
Yeah, we're gonna encourage you to pursue the organic horse manure idea, Carl.
Okay. All right. Well, no, that sounds kind of like... it's a different idea.
Yeah.
And so what happens to the ones that don't make it? I know, you know, it's hard being an entrepreneur. We know that. You run your businesses. Yeah. We run our business. Rebecca sits back and giggles at both of us, but encourages more people to come into businesses. Entrepreneurs step out into the street. I have nothing but total respect for people who are an entrepreneur. It's hard out here. You know that. I know that. Rebecca knows it.
I ran my own company.
You ran your own company.
I founded a startup.
Yeah. So
I get it. And my startup failed. COVID. Oh. We had a MVP, which is a minimum viable product. We were on the App Store, Google and Apple.
Yeah.
And I had a team of about 10 engineers and we were a travel tech startup, and so essentially when you went to a community, a big city for a conference, or even if you were just hanging out for a few days and you wanted to go see some sites, it would be an app on your phone and you'd click the app and somebody'd come pick you up and take you to see all the things. So it's a combination of like Uber and if you've ever been to London and been in a black car.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
so
the cabs.
Yeah, yeah, a combination.
Cabs are great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
you can play ping pong in them.
And so then you have this idea and we did a little mini launch. We were training people and we were ready to go. And then, you know,
the government shut down all business.
All travel got shut down. So.
You know what the danger of COVID and our government reaction and people's reaction is, I mean, the true danger of that, because people lost faith, is if we have a really bad disease or a epidemic come through, people are going to think back to COVID, and we're going to lose a lot of people before, you know, they can get their arms around it.
Yeah.
Just because people lost faith. But
yeah,
all these ideas, they just withered right there that might have been huge successes.
Yeah. Right. I know for the most part, you know, because we're investing in people, we'll use Axiom Exergy as an example.
Yeah.
You know, he was a Stanford grad, is a Stanford grad, super smart guy. And most entrepreneurs are like this. I failed a lot of times before I had any success. But he went and started another company, and for the most part, the people we invest in, even if their business fails, they still go out and do something else.
Yeah.
Some of them found another company. Some of them will go work at another startup. But entrepreneurs don't change just because they fail. In fact, the best entrepreneurs fail and get up the next morning and
start again.
Yep.
Well, we've had this station for 16 years and it's still up in the air.
Yep.
Whether we're going to, you know, make it through or not. But I thoroughly agree that, you know, people have these ideas. They don't want to work for somebody where they're confined and where your ideas. I mean, I've known people that work for the local governments here. They were confined by their, you know, they had great ideas. I mean, I listened to them at things that were really good, but they couldn't get the bureaucracy to give them, you know, to let them do this. And so they left and went someplace else, which is unfortunate. And that's the thing about an entrepreneur. They're gutsy. They accept the risk. They're going to work 20 hours a day to make it work.
Yeah.
As opposed to somebody that works for you, even if, no matter how good they are, they're going to, you know, 8-9 hours, and that's about it.
Yeah. And I want to plug Startup Reading a little bit too, because, you know, it does take a lot of courage to jump. I call it jumping off the ledge, right? You have an idea. You've probably sketched out, you know, some numbers on the back of a napkin, or you've maybe talked to a couple people about your idea. A lot of people are afraid to talk about their ideas because they don't want somebody to steal it. And that doesn't happen. I just want to give everybody some reassurance here that, you know, typically your idea is your idea. And there's a point where you learn, okay, I got to get serious and not tell everybody. But generally speaking, in the early days, you can share your idea. But at some point, you have to jump off the ledge. At some point, you have to take the risk and jump and let go. And so one of the things we do at Startup Reading, and Venture Conference is a Startup Reading event, by the way, and the EDC supports Startup Reading, so that's all the connection. But one of the things we do is really help people in that space where they feel supported. We hold people accountable for moving their idea forward. We think about and help them think about how they can scale their idea. But it takes a tremendous amount of courage. And I think that people who aren't entrepreneurs or haven't spent a lot of time around folks who have ideas that they want to move forward, you don't recognize that, right? And so, you know, everybody in this room has lost sleep at one point or another trying to figure out what they were going to do the next day to solve a problem. There's just a tremendous amount of commitment and courage and creativity when it comes to entrepreneurs.
It's hard getting away from the business. How many times, Eric, have you woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and just set up?
I was up at 3 a.m. this morning.
Okay, but I mean, well, when we were starting this, I mean,
yeah,
I was used to operating without much sleep in my last jobs, but I woke up at 3 o'clock and just went, what are we doing? And that happened, you know, right at the beginning several times. And that's what an entrepreneur, you need to have faith in yourself.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And that, you know what? Yeah, maybe it didn't work this time. Yep. But I know this is a good idea and what I have, and you got to keep moving forward.
So one of the reasons that we want entrepreneurs, we want the community, we want people to come to the Venture Conference is because it's that kind of day.
And it's open.
And it's open. It's
right.
Open, you know.
You get to see people presenting their ideas to experts.
And then the other thing is that, you know, to get in front of a panel of angels or investors, there are lots of steps that you have to take, usually on a formal basis, to do that. And I promise that if you come to the Venture Conference and you want to talk to an investor that day about getting investment, or you want to talk to somebody that day about your idea and get some feedback, I guarantee that there will be somebody in that room who will talk to you, because our community and our angels are incredibly generous. They're incredibly accessible, especially that day.
Yeah.
And so it's really getting in the room with a ton of positive energy and like-minded people, and the networking that day is the best networking in Reading.
Okay, we have to take a break, but I want to talk a little bit about that when we get back. Reading Rodeo is quickly approaching, my friends, and if you snooze, you lose on this one, because Friday and Saturday night is already sold out. But Wednesday and Thursday are open, and Wednesday, Native American Appreciation Night, you're going to see a mini Stillwater powwow. They're going to be dancing in the arena. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, presentation there. You're getting 4 nights of great rodeo, one of the top rated rodeos in the United States. 716 rodeos in, professionally sanctioned in the United States, and we're in the top 40 right here. Maybe even top 30 in the United States. Cowboy Channel's here, and they're, televising all 4 days from the Reading Rodeo arena. So get your tickets at readingrodeo.com. Don't go anywhere else. They're going to charge you more, and they're not going to be any different than the ones you can get from readingrodeo.com. Wednesday and Thursday night, the 13th and the 14th, are open still. At least they were yesterday. So we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at readingrodeo.com. 4 nights of heartbreaking rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Middleton Whiskey Block Beverage, S&L Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th.
Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
In Shasta County, we believe in hard work, honesty, and doing things the right way. From the ranches and orchards to the Sacramento River and the shadow of Mount Shasta, our community deserves elections handled with experience, integrity, and common sense. That's why I'm supporting Joanna Franciscat for Shasta County Clerk. Vote Joanna Franciscat for Shasta County Clerk June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Franciscat. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Franciscat for County Clerk 2026.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Marie Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, tomorrow Mimi Mosley joins us with her Woman Says. This is a women's issues show. She'll be here at 8 o'clock. And Darren Hale, he's an Anderson City Councilman that's running for District 1 Assembly, will be our guest at 7. We'll talk about why he's running and what he wants to accomplish if he wins. Will be on tomorrow morning. Heather Hadwick, the assembly person, will be on here Friday at 8. So you can get to hear two of them that are interested, well, one in keeping the job and the other in getting the job. 8:52 in the morning here on the 28th of April, and it's about 56 degrees, going up to 76 today. It's going to be beautiful. My guest from the Economic Development Corporation is the head of it, Rebecca Bear. Machado, and Eric Hyatt, who heads up the Shasta Angels Investment Group. We're having a great time, especially during the breaks. I'm pitching all these ideas and not getting anywhere. I was going to network all these bikes, and you said, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, bring that up next year, Carl.
The application window's closed, yeah. Carl.
Oh, well,
thank
maybe
you.
Maybe next year. Obesity will still be going on in California. And you're getting ready to have your one-day event, and it's your
Northern California Venture Conference.
Venture Conference, yep. May 7th at the Sheridan. You can buy tickets right now from the
ShastaEDC.org.
And she's going to put a KCNR logo up or something that if you go to buy your tickets, you get $30 off.
Yep. If you go to register ShastaEDC.org, there'll be something on the banner on the website for Venture Conference. Click the registration button, and then it'll ask you for a coupon code. And for $30 off, all you have to enter is KCNR. And I just decided that. So you have to give our team just a little bit of time to do that.
Don't do it right now. Give them,
give them a few minutes to get in the office and get going on it. But
I'd wait an hour.
Yeah, but I think that's fair.
Yeah,
so KCNR coupon code for Venture Conference registration.
Okay, now there's going to be more than just people pitching their ideas. You've got a guest speaker.
Yeah, well, we've got Tim Metzner coming in from Cincinnati. He is a serial entrepreneur. He's founded more companies and had successful exits on more companies than I even know. But now he's a venture capitalist. So now he's on the other side of the transaction, giving money and working with companies instead of being the company himself. And he's going to come do a fireside chat with Josh Johnson, who was actually one of the people who helped start Venture Conference. And they're going to do over lunch.
Our Joshua Johnson?
Yeah, our Joshua Johnson.
Okay.
And Tim
Metzger. He's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And we have him and guys like Eric to thank for the creation of the Venture Conference.
Sure.
So he's going to do a fireside chat with Tim, and, you know, if nothing else, you'll learn a little bit more about some of the ideas that Tim had, how he moved them forward. And I think sometimes too, we learn a lot from the experiences that people have, but it's a little bit in that struggle, right? So I'm sure he's going to talk about some of the problems he faced and overcame, in all of his ventures. So we have that. We also have an access to capital panel. So we've got different ways that people can access capital for a small company. There's SBA loans. There's venture capital. There's personal friends and family loans. I mean, there's all different ways. There's banks if you can qualify.
Say, what kind of did you say FDA? No.
SBA.
SBA.
Yeah,
okay.
Small Business Administration loans,
right.
Small business loans. So there's all different ways to access capital for a startup company, and there's the right fit, right? It's all about fit for the startup. And so we're going to have an access to capital panel, and then in the afternoon, we're going to have a panel called the Agentic Founder, and this is all about AI. These are about founders who are using AI in the creation of their business. So,
well my friends, if you've got a business and you may just want to, to watch the venture caps, but in the afternoon, it sounds like, being able to, how do you, those sites that you can go to, maybe you want to expand your business. You know, they're going to have all that information also, and then AI, which is now, my gosh. You're afraid to talk about AI because it's changing as you're talking about it.
Yes, it is.
You know what I do is, yesterday a political candidate came on. It was Kevin Cry. And I said, reasons not to vote for him. Then I said, reasons to vote for him and used AI. And it was interesting. Because I wanted both sides of it.
Yeah.
And they talk about the same thing, but coach it from a different side. Combative, willing to challenge authority.
Yeah.
Those kind of things. But it is just exploding so quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it's a completely different beast. So we're really happy actually to have these founders on stage in the afternoon at Venture Conference, because this is really cutting edge stuff. And, we sell ourselves short here a lot of times in Shasta County and Reading. And I want people to know, I want you to come out to the Venture Conference, because I want everybody to see how much great stuff is happening. And I want you to see that we've got a conversation in Shasta County with Shasta County founders who are using AI, in the pursuit of their business.
Well,
so it's, sometimes I think, we're doing a lot more. Punching above our weight.
I went to EDC the first time to learn how to code. That was 16 years ago.
Wow.
Something like that. And I coded. You had to write code.
Yeah.
And I made a website. And then, of course, at the end they tell you, if you go to this site, it can help you with a lot of that. You don't have to write the code. But, yeah, there I was writing code. Yeah,
yeah.
It was something I just – well, you – do you write code?
I do not write code. I have some staff in one of my companies that does that. But now, frankly, AI writes most of the code.
And that's the thing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today. Eric Hyatt, who heads up the Shasta Angels Investment Group. And, of course, Rebecca, you're always welcome.
Well, thank you.
Here.
Thank you very much.
It's, this is a big thing. And some of these businesses that y'all have backed have gone big. And that's good to hear. And even the ones that didn't make it, it was not because they didn't try. It was, if something, like you said, if you don't fail, you don't learn.
Correct.
So, yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Well, anytime. Okay, like I said, tomorrow, Mimi Mosley, we're going to be talking women's issues, and Darren Hale, we're going to be talking political issues. So have a great day today, my friends, and God bless America.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.